I want to complain about the lack of available guys in the immediate area.
The lack of available guys?
In yes.
Okay.
There's no guys around here. I've been here for about 4 months, and I'm still single. What's the deal?
Maybe you're not as hot as you think you are.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
But have you always had, like, a consistent boyfriend or something like that before, or what? What's the story there?
I'm not necessarily a consistent boyfriend, but I've always had guys asking me out.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have guys asking me out, but they just turned out to be so crazy. So weird.
Define crazy. What are they doing?
One guy was a nasty boy, and he thought the idea of being clean and taking a shower after working outside was jumping into his pool.
Oh, yeah.
Dog, and he was fresh, so that didn't work out.
But he had a pool.
Yeah, but still. He owned his own business, too, but still.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I had a guy who was an army guy. He really don't date army men too much. And he was in love after the first day, so that was too much.
But you think all army guys are in love after the first day? Is that what you're saying?
No, but he was.
He was. Why don't you usually date army guys?
Because of my rank and the guys that I'm attracted to and who are attracted to me. It's like fraternization.
Oh, because you're in the army and everything. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Ah. Well, have you tried Match.com? I hear Dr. Phil's on there now.
I'm on Match.com, and that's where I met the nasty boy at.
Oh. Yeah, I can see the guys who are, yeah, I don't know. You're actually on Match.com?
I am.
What about eHarmony?
No, I'm not on eHarmony.
How come you're not on eHarmony? To me, that seems like that'd be the better one to use.
I don't think so, because I think that matching somebody point by point or whatever they do is crazy. I think that's too extreme.
You're looking, yeah, because, yeah, you want someone who's exactly like you is kind of what they're...
Exactly. Yeah, I don't think that's going to work out.
That's a little creepy. Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, just kind of hooking up with a opposite sex version of yourself.
I stay in a lot, too. I like to read and, you know, do quiet things. I don't go out to bars or clubs. So where can I go and put myself out there?
Yeah. Yeah, you need... Being sloshed helps, I think, in the love life in this area. And being at the bars, that's one thing.
Hey, but, I don't drink too much, though.
So. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sorry that it's not working out for you. You'll find somebody. Keep on hitting the match.com. Follow Dr. Phil's advice on there.
Yeah.
And something will come up.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. It's Free for All Friday. Whatever you want to talk about, fair game. What you got?
How about some toilet etiquette? Can we get into that now?
Toilet etiquette?
Yeah. Why not, huh?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, now, how come we're always supposed to, like, put the seat, you know, back down when we're done? Why don't we try to change it? And I know this is, like, an old argument, but, hey, let's just get it going on a Friday and see what happens, where the women should put the seat back up when they're done.
The women should... Okay.
They should put the seat back up when they're done, so we don't have to worry about it in the middle of the night, you know, when you're kind of groggy and all that.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. Okay, here's the difference between, like, okay, for example, we leave the toilet seat up. If we start doing that move...
Right.
Here's what happens. They start falling into the toilet. They get toilet water on their, you know,
on
the stuff. And then, yeah, then the guys have to deal with that kind of, you know, second hand, if you want to say. And then the alternative is the toilet seat's down. You go there, and what's the worst that happens? You just pee all over the seat.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Wipe it off. You're cool. So I'm going to have to go ahead and take the lady's side on this, because I would prefer their... stuff say clean, and I don't care if there's, you know, pee all over the place.
See, you're rather safe with your vote on that. I still think we should go for the other way, because either way, it's kind of a nasty end result. Well, pardon the pun, end result.